I'm Will Hughes, and I'm from Logan County. And this summer, I went on a trip to Haiti, and it was a pretty awesome experience, and we did mission work down there. And then now I'm at GSP for 5 weeks, so I've had a pretty packed summer, and it's been a pretty awesome summer. To me, GSP is a great program. Through GSP, I've met many new people, made many new friends, and learned more about the world, and made many great memories that'll last a lifetime. GSP is a great community made up of the best students and best teachers in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. GSP has been an awesome experience so far and will hopefully be the best 5 weeks of my life.
I'm Ben Otten from Louisville, Kentucky. My goal in life at this moment in time is to attend George Washington University in Washington, D.C. I want to study political science and international relations, then go on to find a job with either the government or go on to law school. My life plan, like most of, if not all, students my age, isn't exactly set in stone, but this is what I like imagining for my future, a daily adventure of politics and culture.
I'm Alex Castle. I'm from Johnson County, Kentucky, and my friends and family mean more to me than anything, and I owe much of my success in life so far to them. I think loyalty is a very important virtue to have, and that's why I stay loyal to my family and my inner circle. I just want to give a shout out to my friends, to JCB, to SCB, and my family. We made it, Ma.
I'm Taylor Humphrey, and I'm from Winchester, Kentucky. I grew up with wonderful parents and a beautiful sister. I had never been away for more than a couple of days at a time, so when I was accepted into GSP, a 5-week program, I was extremely nervous to leave my family for that long. Although I knew how great my family was, a week and a half in, I have grown more thankful and appreciative of them than I ever could imagine. And for that, I'm blessed to be a part of this life-changing experience.
My name is Kelsey Mattingly. I'm from Rockcastle County High School. I would say I'm most proud of my organization, Room for Me, and the changes I'm seeing in my community because of it. Thanks to the help I've received with creating this nonprofit, we've been able to bring support to kids in a community where they may otherwise not succeed. So I'm not just proud of what the organization has become, but how it will continue to grow and affect the lives of more children across Kentucky and the U.S. in the future. We hold events for children in grades kindergarten through fifth grade to come and just be around good influences like high school students, and they get to learn about careers and other things that will make them want to strive for success in their future.
I'm Chelsea Brossard. I'm from Butler, Kentucky. Move and passion. At a very young age, I found my passion, children. With an active single mother, I spent a lot of time in daycare and with my younger sister. By age 12, I was working towards my babysitting certification, and to this day, kids are the only people who make my eyes light up. My number one goal in life is to become a pediatric dentist so that I may live my life serving for my passion.
I'm Nathan Sanders from Greenup County, Kentucky, and as a 17-year-old, I have many things to look forward to. I am proud to have been accepted into the Governor's Scholar Program and hope to use its benefits to pay for college. It is one of my dreams to open a record label after school because I love music. Louis Dvorkin once wrote, "All will be well, just get stuff done." And with that motto, I will achieve my dreams.
I am Catherine Wilson of Independence, Kentucky. I am an introvert, a friend, a daughter, a writer, and a student to life. One thing I desire is to learn as many lessons, conventional and unconventional, as I can. There are two quotes that push me to succeed socially, physically, and mentally. One, always remember you are unique, just like everybody else. And two, fairy tales don't tell children that dragons exist. Children already know that. Fairy tales teach children that dragons can be defeated.
I'm Taylor Adams, and I'm from Richmond, Kentucky. My motto for life is to just do what makes me happy. I've always been extremely driven to succeed because I enjoy being a role model to kids. I love entertaining and being a leader, so you can find me coaching younger dancers back home. I plan to attend the University of Kentucky when I graduate next year, but I'm undecided on a career. In 20 years, I see myself living out my dreams and being surrounded by my future family.
Hi there, my name is Dylan Shoulders, and I go to Davis County High School in Owensboro, Kentucky. When people ask me what do I live my life by, I tell them the truth. I live my life through my faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There are lots of things in life that make me happy, but oftentimes that happiness is just temporary. My faith, however, offers me the everlasting joy, true everlasting joy. I want to be an engineer. That way I can use those skills in the mission field to help better the lives of people all around the world.
I'm Amy Haupt from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm not defined by my past and who the world says I should have been. The person that I should have been isn't who I am. I am where I am for a reason, and that changes my title from being a mistake to being a purpose. My number one piece of advice for those insecure with themselves is to live life with a purpose. Don't waste time dwelling on the unknown. You are who you are in that moment.
I'm Justin Hobbs, and I am from Irvington, Kentucky. After I graduate Breckenridge County High School, I plan to study meteorology and broadcasting at Western Kentucky University. I'm currently a storm spotter with the National Weather Service, but my dream is to become a lead reporter or storm chaser for the National Weather Service. I really enjoy cold weather, especially snow, so I want to travel the world and explore different climates. I think it would be very interesting to study in Antarctica.
Hi, my name is Hannah Durbin, and I'm from Richmond, Kentucky. Every day I work harder towards meeting my future goals. After graduating high school next year, I hope to attend the United States Air Force Academy for college. I've always wanted to use my strengths and abilities to better others. Therefore, I plan to graduate and attend pilot school so that I can train to fly fighter aircraft and spend my life serving and defending our great nation.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Black, and I am from Barberville, Kentucky. My main goal in life is to graduate at Nova Southeastern in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and to become an optometrist. My parents are a huge factor in my life, and they motivate me to succeed daily. My friends that have attended past GSPs have brought me here. I am proud of many things in my life. I am honored to have the friends and family that I do, but most of all, I am proud of the success that I have already achieved in my life.
I'm Rachel Fodd from Louisville. I worry most about time, the passing of it, the wasting of it. I worry about the time I have left as a child with minimal responsibilities. I worry about the ever-shrinking amount of time I have before making major life choices. I worry about the time I have left with my loved ones. To me, time is terrifying in its ceaselessness.
I'm Steven Enser, and I'm from Lexington. My goals in life are to graduate college, get a job I love and pays well, have a family, and to live a long and happy life. I would like to practice medicine or sports medicine, and would like to attend and graduate from the University of Kentucky. Hopefully, I can get married and have a family and retire comfortably after I'm done working.
I am Coney Sanchez, and I am from Glasgow, Kentucky. My motivation to succeed is my family. They have provided me with everything I've needed and encouraged me to be the best I can be. I want to be successful to thank my parents and my family for their endless support. I simply want my parents to be proud of me and be proud of themselves.
Hi, I'm Haley Armstrong. I'm from Owensboro, Kentucky, and my life motto is to always treat people the way you want to be treated, because I believe that being a nice person makes a happier person. A simple smile can brighten a person's day, and I just want to bring a little light into a world full of darkness.
I'm Dr. Bella Izuma, Assistant Professor of Communications at Murray State University. I was born and raised in Nigeria. My parents were teachers. Dad passed away and mom retired. Obviously, my parents' love for learning compelled me to be an educator. I am most happy when my students walk away from classroom smarter than they were before the class. One of my favorite things in life is teaching. I consider it a vocation and not just a job. The difference really is investing more energy, even if it benefits just one student.